How to read more business books than ever before so you get smarter. I'm going to show you 5 tips. At the end of today's episode, you'll be reading and flying through these books like never before. Hey, everyone, welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. In 2017, I decided to leave my day job in order to focus on the passive income that I was building for my rental properties. I had a day job. I started buying rental properties. And pretty soon, guess what? One overtook the other for cash flow. And that's what I want to help you do. That's the whole point of this channel, is to help you become a real estate investor, help you build passive income, and so you can achieve financial freedom. And our whole goal with this channel is to help you build financial intelligence so you can share this with someone you know could be use a leg up in life, I hope. Today's show, we're going to talk about 5 key areas that will help you become a better reader. As you know, in other videos, I've talked about the importance of entrepreneurs and successful people reading books on a regular basis. I know that might seem like an odd concept. It really is true. Talk to any of the successful entrepreneurs or real estate investors that I surround myself with. They're all sharing information from books they've just read. I've joked about it before, but if you look through my text messages, you'll see that among the successful entrepreneurs and investors that I'm friends with, we're texting highlighted areas of books to people, to our friends, back and forth. And then it encourages me to want to read that book. And, oh, what book is that? I've got to check that out. That's constant between successful investors. It really is. So today's show, I want to talk about these 5 key ways to help you actually start to read more every day. Because you might not be a reader. You might only listen to audiobooks or something like that. I'm telling you, here's a way to get started. Step 1 is to set a 20-page goal for yourself, okay? Just read 20 pages a day or 20 minutes a day. I prefer if you could do 20 pages, but even if it's 20 minutes, use the rule of 20, okay? Set a timer on your watch, sit down, open up the book, shut off all distractions, and just focus for that 20 minutes or those 20 pages on the subject at hand. Be truly immersed in that subject, and you will be shocked at how many books you're able to read in a short amount of time. You might say, 20 minutes doesn't sound like a lot. Really? 20 minutes is a lot. 20 minutes is a lot of time devoted to this reading. 20 pages is a lot. Imagine how many books you could blow through in a short amount of time if you just committed to those 20 minutes or 20 pages every day. That's what I do. I have a little app that I use on my iPhone called Streaks. It's really, really good. You can set different tasks and reminders for yourself. So with Streaks, I have a goal set for myself to read 20 minutes every day. And so when I'm done, I hit the little thing and it's like I get a little award for having read. It's really, really great. Second habit of reading more is to set a space for yourself, a place that you go to in your house, a coffee shop, wherever it happens to be, but you need to set a space, a calm, quiet space that you can read every day. So I like to read in 2 places in my house. I've got sort of a sitting room that has books and a record player. Yes, I have a record player. And I'll put on some music, I'll put on an album, you know, close the lid, sit down, have a cup of iced tea or a cup of coffee, whatever it happens to be, and I will read in that space. I also like to read in my office. I have a nice chair in my office, some nice lamps in there that keep it in a nice, you know, it's not blindingly bright. And I sit there, I put on some nice soft music, and I'll read in that space as well. It doesn't matter where it is, but find a space that you like to go to where you're going to accomplish this goal on a regular basis, that family knows that, hey, John's going into his quiet space. Let's leave him alone for a little while he enjoys his book. My third tip to read more than ever before is to shut out everything else. Cal Newport, in his great book, one of my favorite books of last year, called Deep Work, he writes that when we immerse ourselves in a topic to the point where we shut everything else out, that's truly when we can connect with that subject matter. But when we are being interrupted on a regular basis by a Facebook message or a text message or this alert or that notification or someone talking to us, it is incredibly difficult for us to get back to focusing on the subject at hand. In fact, it can take minutes for us to rewire our brain back to the subject at hand. We never actually immerse ourselves in the content because we're being distracted. So shut out everything. It's okay to flip your iPhone or your iPad or whatever it is to do not disturb mode. Flip it up, okay? Flip up the little control center and hit the little, you know, moon icon and shut it all out. For the next 20 to 30 minutes, you are unavailable. Leave daddy alone. Today's episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress. Wait till you hear at the end of this ad, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pillow from them. And I got to tell you, Purple Mattress, there's a lot of different mattress companies out there, and I've tried a lot of them. Purple Mattress is the best mattress that I've ever bought. We recently just upgraded our bed. We had a queen mattress that we had for a number of years, one of those memory foam mattresses. I used to wake up with a stiff back, stiff neck, and you get really hot at night because those memory foam mattresses, you cook. It's like putting an egg on a frying pan. That's what it feels like. Not with Purple Mattress. I said, I've got to try these things. I've heard so many great results from friends that bought a Purple Mattress. I'm going to try it. It is fantastic. It feels like one of those hotel beds you go to that you never want to leave, you know? That's what it feels like. It's amazing. So we just got a King Purple Mattress, and it's the best mattress I've ever bought, hands down. I will praise them till the cows come home. This is a personal experience on my end, and I'm very particular about my sleep. My wife likes to joke that don't ever wake Clayton up. Don't ever wake my husband up, because it's like waking a bear. And this mattress is fantastic. I used to wake up all stiff, hot, sweaty. Not anymore. Purple Mattress, this thing is incredible. It's so comfortable. It stays nice and cool at night. And it's different than anything I've ever felt before, because the material was actually created by a rocket scientist. That's no joke. They actually created this brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. I'm sure you've seen the commercials where they drop a guy that's covered in eggs. They drop him from like 10 feet and the eggs don't break. Because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while you're sleeping and you still feel really comfortable. It's breathable, so it sleeps very cool. It's really, really amazing. And you get a 100-night risk-free trial. So you can try it. I'm telling you what, if you don't like this bed, you can return it. If you're not fully satisfied, you get a full refund. It also has a 10-year warranty. They do free shipping and returns, and they'll even do free home setup for you. And they'll take your old mattress and get rid of it. You are going to love Purple. It's the best mattress I've ever bought. I absolutely love it. My wife thinks it's like heaven sleeping in this bed. Right now, our listeners are going to get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. So all you have to do to get this, and the only way to get it is just for listeners of this show, you just have to text the word investing. Text investing to the phone number 474747. It's super simple. The only way to get this free pillow is to text investing to 474747. That's INVESTING to 474747. Message and data rates may apply. You've got to check out Purple Mattress. I'm telling you what, it's a great gift for the holidays. It's great for you. It will change your sleeping life. Thanks, Purple. Step four in this process is to take notes and recap. I love this strategy. It's not something I've done since college, and I started to do it again a few years ago. It has been tremendous, okay? It's one thing to read. It's another thing entirely to take what you've read and then recap it. Sort of give yourself a little bit of a pop quiz at the end of the hour, at the end of your reading session. Go back, open up your journal and say, well, I read in chapter 3 today that I should do this, this, and this in order to better my health. Whatever it is, take those extra steps and become a reader that recaps, okay? By recap and writing it all down, you will remember an enormous amount. Just that act alone of not having just read it, but then writing it down will enable you to remember that content tenfold. Please do that. If you don't take one thing away from today's talk, please do that. You will be blown away about your memory recall from these books. And my fifth tip for allowing you to read more than ever before is to build it into your daily routine after a morning meditation. So in the morning, I like to get up really early. I like to do a meditation. And then right after that, I read. Okay. So set that schedule every day. And then guess what? It's automatic. It becomes part of that schedule. So I like to first wake up, get out of my haze a little bit, and then do a meditation. Once I come out of that, I like to have a nice cup of coffee, and I like to read. I like to read something that I'd like to move forward on in my life, some sort of a goal. You know, it could be that you read a novel. It doesn't have to be a business book. It doesn't have to be a self-help book, but something that's going to move you forward as a person, as a family man, as a family woman, move you forward. Spend that time. And if you set that schedule every day, you're going to be reading more than ever before. I'd love to hear your tips. If you've got any other great tips, please add them to the comment section below and let us know what has worked for you. Maybe you've got an entirely new strategy, something different. Please share your comments. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I'd also love to hear if you take action on these steps and do them yourself. Thank you so much, everyone. Now go out there, take action. I believe becoming a real estate investor is the number one way to build wealth. Go out and do it. We'll see you next time here on the show.